Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for coming to our boardroom chat. Oh, beautiful, for spacious sky. Happy birthday, America. Isn't that a blessing of the Lord?
It is.
I tell you one thing. I'm glad I was born in America. I know you love your country, too. That's right. And all countries got their old ugly ways. We all do, too. But it's so wonderful to be an American and a Christian, and that's even better. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. What a blessing of the Lord. You want to sing a song? You want to do the Star Spangled Banner?
I don't think you want me to sing.
Go ahead there. Sing it there, Sister Catherine.
No, I'll do the fireworks.
Okay.
You do the singing.
Hallelujah. You know, I'm excited about what God is doing, and I thank God that God birthed this country, and He birthed it on Judeo-Christian principle, whether people believe it or not. That is simply the truth. All our wonderful documents and Constitution, Declaration, they all have providence in God in every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish it all go back to that again today. And they say separation of church and state, that's not even in the Constitution. That's in a letter that Thomas Jefferson was writing and everything. But I understand what they're trying to do. I understand that. And because, you know, it's a free country. If you want to be a Buddhist, you can be. If you want to be a Christian, you want to be a Muslim, you can. That's what's good about America. But let me tell you something. It was founded by God Almighty on Judeo-Christian principle. So let me say again, happy birthday, America.
Amen.
God is so good and gracious. I want to make some announcements. Something very, very unique and wonderful is about ready to happen, and that's our Visionary Conference. I am so excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be right here at Jesse Duplantis International Headquarters, right in Destrehan, Louisiana. That's a suburb of New Orleans. It's about 6 miles from New Orleans Armstrong International Airport. And it's a blessing of the Lord. I mean, people come from all over the world, and they get so turned on, if you want to say it like that, to the power of their vision that God has given them.
Amen.
Let me give you the dates. It's going to be Thursday, July the 11th at 7 p.m., and then Friday, July the 12th at 10 a.m., and also at 7 p.m., right here in Destrehan, Louisiana. Registration and admission are free. Think about that. Most time you go to conference, you got to pay a registration fee. Not being critical of that, but we're not broke. We're doing good, and we want people to come and be a part of what God is doing. So registration and admission are free. We'll also be live streaming all three services. If you want to know more about that, go to our jdm.org for all that information, and you will be blessed. Isn't it wonderful not to charge registration?
I know, and it's wonderful because, you know, not everybody is in a position that they can pay to come. And I remember there was a time when I couldn't have paid to come to a conference. And so really, we love being able to present the gospel without any restrictions. There's the movement of the Spirit is there.
That's right.
There's cost to come. You don't have to be a certain color, a certain background, certain nationality.
Just come.
People come from all over the world, and that's what's wonderful. That's what heaven's going to be like.
And I tell you, there's hotels all around real close, even in Destrehan, across the river in Luling. And I mean, and you need to come. And I tell you what, of course, the food in New Orleans is phenomenal. And I'm telling you, just about anywhere you go, you'll get something
good.
Yeah,
and I believe you're going to leave full and fat, full of the Spirit of God, with the Spirit of God, and maybe even a few pounds from the wonderful food. But it will be worth having, and you can always take care of that the next week.
And we'll tell you some of the restaurants that if you want to go to that we know are really good, you'll be blessed. Let me say it again. It'll be Visionary Conference right here in Destrehan, Louisiana, Thursday, July the 11th at 7 p.m., and then Friday, July the 12th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. right here at our international headquarters, Destrehan, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Registration and admission are absolutely free. I want to say this. We're going to receive an offering in each service, but it's up to you if you want to give. No pressure, none of that. We don't believe in pressure. We free. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed.
Amen.
We'll be live streaming all three services.
That's right.
It's going to be a blessing of God.
Yeah.
For more information, go to jdm.org, and you can get all that right there, and you will be blessed.
Amen.
I want to talk a little bit about freedom, and then I want to get into the scripture. It wasn't easy to declare independence because we had to fight a war. Most of the battles that George Washington, the first president of the United States, fought, he had to run from. Because he didn't have the finances and different things. Because
the equipment.
Yeah, and everything, because it was independent states, 13 colonies. So they said, why don't you pay that? And this guy's out in the field, and he got bullets shooting at him and everything, and he needs help, you know. So they had to convince all that stuff. And it took a while to get it done, plus fighting the biggest power on the earth at that time.
That's right.
And that was England. My Lord, English. And they said the sun didn't go down on the English Empire.
British Empire.
And yet he was a godly man. He'd see him praying. He talked about providence and different things of that nature because he needed God to help him. He didn't have what I call a real trained army, but he had something inside of him that made people follow him. And I personally believe, Kathy, it was the Lord in his life. That doesn't mean he was perfect. None of us are perfect. You know, go ahead. I didn't mean to...
He had a testimony of being a man of prayer, because if there was a large room of people, people would say, well, won't you point out George Washington? And I think the comment was, well, he would be the one on his knees praying.
Yeah, because there was so much responsibility. But it was not easy. Well, I want to go today, and we're going to pull all this in, even in the Bible, because it isn't easy being a Christian. We have an enemy who was bigger than the English Empire, and his name was Satan. But Jesus gave us power of attorney to put him under our feet and keep him there.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians chapter 15. I want to read verse 57 first in the King James Bible. And this is Paul writing to the church at Corinth. He says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, notice how he pronounced something, because verse 55 and verse 56, he's talking about death. O death, verse 55, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Think about it. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. He ends on a good note. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to get to verse 58. Therefore, anytime there's a therefore, find out what is therefore. That's a connecting scripture there. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. You see, if you keep yourself busy abounding in the work of God, you don't have time to get sick. You don't have time to sin. You don't have time for any of that craziness, because you're abounding in the work of the Lord. Watch this. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Mm. Be ye steadfast. Look, it's a fight every day. We have to, people persecute us all the time. Sad to say, even the church does that. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad to do those things, but that's all right. We are steadfast and movable, and we're abounding. You know, I have many opportunities to fail in my life. I just don't take it. I bring freedom when I go somewhere. I bring joy when I go somewhere. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people don't realize on the financial room, I never charge churches when I come. I don't give them any expenses whatsoever. Everybody's always, you know, eating my lunch about that jet. Nobody pays for it. You understand? We don't charge them to do that. Did you know that? Why don't you put that in your pipe and smoke it? You see, instead of trying to, I'm getting a little mad here. You know, sometimes George Washington got a little angry too. See what I'm saying? Be angry and sin not. Yeah. I'm not going to sin. But I mean, they think, oh man, I don't charge anybody nothing. When I go overseas, I don't charge anybody nothing. I receive an offering, but it doesn't go to the expenses. It goes to a project that God wants us to do. We pay for that jet. We do those things here. Our wonderful partners and friends who sends us all over the world. And people say, how can you do that and just not go broke? Steadfast, immovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. Mm-hmm. We don't have that on our mind. You know, do we have a budget? Sure, we have a budget, but we don't deal with the budget. Budget costs you something. Vision brings you something. That's why I want you to go to that vision conference, see? Because
right.
It's not about Jesse's vision. It's about the vision for the body of Christ. See, I mean, abounding, steadfast. You know, the reason why I got born again, because this woman right here was steadfast. She would not take no from me or the devil or anybody else.
Right, I was unmovable.
You were unmovable, boy. And I mean.
Yeah, I just thought, I took up your mama's same tenacity about that.
Oh,
she
Lord,
said,
yeah.
She used to tell you, it's just your tough luck you're born to.
That's right.
To her, you're going to get saved whether you like it or not.
You know,
and
yeah.
I think you liked it.
Well, yeah, it was kind of, you know, I like tough, you know what I'm saying? But I believe you didn't say those words.
No,
but in your demeanor says, it's just your tough luck, you married me, you're getting born again. It's going to happen no matter what.
It wasn't a question of if, it was a question of when.
Amen.
I knew it would happen.
So you understand this unmovable, steadfast, abounding in the work of the Lord. That's how we declared independence. They were unmovable.
That's right. Steadfast.
They were steadfast. Can you realize Valley Forge, how cold that place was?
And they did. They put works behind their words.
Yeah.
See, they were abounding in the work of the Lord. That was the work of the Lord establishing this this nation founded on, like you said,
Judeo-Christian principles. Martha Washington, let me show you how bad it was. Some of them were eating shoe leather. I mean, they were out. They had hardly no clothes. So she came to where her husband was and began to make uniforms and clothes for those soldiers. They were barefooted. I'm talking snow. It was rough, but they didn't quit.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, you know, my God, I mean, I've had the devil come at me years ago when I first started out. They would steal my offers. I'd run out of gas. I'd have to hitchhike home. And then, but I was steadfast. I didn't care.
You passed the test.
I passed that test. And now I got a testimony. Praise
Amen.
God. No, it's the test and the moaning. Praise God.
It
was just such a blessing. But I refused because I was so busy abounding in the work of the Lord.
Right.
That I didn't have time for all that foolishness. You see what I'm saying? So as God began to bless us more, as God began to give me a nice car to drive, I remember when he gave me a van.
More than one car.
Yeah. Oh, that was a miracle.
Just the one car.
You used to take the church bus.
I did for about a six-month period or whatever it was.
No, you when we was there.
I can't
remember
the time. I didn't think about it, I guess.
Yeah, you just go. And my brother came up and gave me his car. And I thought,
because he was concerned that I was there at
the house.
Yeah, that
you didn't have something.
But I had a lot of family that lived close enough that if I had an issue, they could come
right.
And help me.
Right, well, thank God for that.
You didn't leave me abandoned.
No, I wouldn't abandon her. And then the Lord blessed me with a 1982 Dodge van.
Hmm.
I thought that's like giving me a 747 that I could carry more than just a little sound.
Because you had a sound system. You had
yeah.
long playing albums because you was used to sing a whole lot more
in those days.
Yeah,
in all those
and
days.
And we had albums. How you did five different ones.
I did Jesse 1, Jesse 2, Jesse 3, Jesse 4, and Jesse 5. So why would you name it like that? Well, I got it from Chicago. Chicago 1, Chicago 2, Chicago 3.
Yeah,
the rock group Chicago. You know that?
Yeah.
And it sold out. And I never forget that time I had carpet put in. You remember how happy I was?
Mm-hmm.
I only had two seats in it, so I could fill it up with, I start having product and things. And you know, and Kathy, I'm serious. Now then she didn't have to take the church bus because my brother gave me a car so Kathy could have something. And my brother-in-law, Jules Boca and Debbie, bought me a brand
the
new
ministry,
van
right.
for the gospel's sake. It wasn't for it was for the gospel, you see? And you know, what? They said, man, Jesse, I don't see how you stand all that, how you do that. Sometimes they just wouldn't feed me. I didn't have any money because I gave all my money away. I made a lot of money before, say, but I thought when you got born again, you'd have to be poor. So I gave the money away, which the church grabbed quickly. But they didn't want me because my hair's a little still
seed,
too long.
So God put a harvest on all that.
Oh, he did. He just did a blessing. God sent angels and sent people to feed me. Because, I mean, I'd be stuck out in the middle of a road out of gas. 2:30 in the morning, and somebody would drive up, and a lot of times I would actually run out of gas right in front of one of them little 7-Eleven, one of them little stores, and man, somebody would go in there and go buy some bread and bologna. I don't know if y'all eat bologna or nothing like that, and so I could make a sandwich, and they would fill. Touching me when I think about it. It would fill my little car at first. And then that van, I tell you, it was one of the most amazing things of my life.
God took care of you.
And people say, did you ever get discouraged or depressed? No.
No.
And you know who was doing that to me? The church world. Can you believe that? And anytime you have a guest speaker at Covenant Church, we try to honor them as much as we possibly can, financially, spiritually,
right.
physically, in every area.
That's right.
Why? Because I remember those days. But we were steadfast. Well, George Washington was steadfast. Thomas Jefferson was steadfast. My God, all those wonderful patriots, those founding fathers were steadfast. No other choice in the matter.
Right.
We are going to win no matter what.
Because they had a vision. They had a vision for
Ben Franklin, steadfast.
A free nation.
Yeah.
And Jesus had a vision for us to have a free people that could live sin free. Can I read this verse?
Okay, let me just say, you know who was steadfast on the Christian side? Paul the Apostle.
Right.
The Apostle Peter, the Apostle Jude, the Apostle John. The Apostle James, looking death in the face, it didn't make any difference.
Mary, the mother of Jesus,
steadfast. The Bible says you pondered those things in her heart. What you want to read? Go ahead.
No, you can keep going. I'm going to get to it eventually.
I mean, I just steadfast, unmovable. Unmovable. We will not falter. We will not fail. You can criticize me, say what you want, call me a false prophet, which you do, heresy, because I believe in prosperity. But bless God, God gave me a jet. God gave me a car. God gave me a van. And God has given me millions of people that have been born again through this ministry in 48 years of preaching this glorious gospel. I am proud of that. You know why? Verse 58, I abound in the work of the Lord. People say, when are you going to retire? You know, Kathy, do we look that old? Is that, people always say that. They don't say that to you, but they say it to me, you know. But I mean, do I look tired? I mean, you know. So, you know, when I do get tired, I try to grab a nap if I can. I really don't believe that will ever happen. Because what would I do? What is better What is greater than living this gospel, preaching this gospel, and living holy?
Amen.
See, I don't give time for sin to attach itself. If an ugly thought comes in my mind, I go, whoa, you stop right there. That's not my thoughts. My thoughts are lovely, just, good report, pure, virtuous. I think on these things.
Yeah.
And that's how you stop sinning.
Yeah, you know, God expects us to continually be doing the work of the ministry.
Amen.
That's what the scripture talks about. But if I was just thinking about when you said that, that's when David fell into sin with Bathsheba. You know, there was a time when the armies went out to war, and David normally would do that, but that was a time where he didn't go. He stayed home, and that's when he got in trouble. You have to continually be doing what God called you to do.
Yeah, and you know, I don't even know why he wanted Bathsheba. He had a lot of wives. You know what I mean? So it wasn't a sex thing. If he wanted sex, he could have sex as much as he wanted. You know, they had their own little wives and harems, whatever. But you know what? When you don't do the work God tells you to do, you quit abounding just for a few seconds. That's when Satan comes. Hmm. Go ahead and read what you wanted to read earlier.
Verse 58, this is the Amplified Bible. It says,
okay.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be firm, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And in brackets, it says, always being superior, excelling, doing more than enough in the service of the Lord, knowing and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile, it is never wasted or to no purpose. Isn't that good?
That is powerful.
I love the way the Amplified really expounds on those words, because you really get that it means it's not futile. God always has a purpose when he's given you something to do.
Sure.
And so even if it doesn't look like it's working, stick with it. Stay steadfast.
Yeah. Unmovable.
Don't let the circumstances move you off of your vision. Stay focused.
You see, because Satan doesn't quit. If you look over at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, you read this man. I mean, this is the same man writing that letter to 1 Corinthians. This is 2 Corinthians. And chapter 1, verse 1 says, for we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble.
Verse which what?
That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8.
Okay.
For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the death sentence in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead. Good God. I mean, it was happening all the time. Now, I think I hadn't gone through what the Apostle Paul going through, but I've been through some hell. Let me just tell you. I mean, you know, and I really think if they had the power to kill me, they'd have done it. You see what I'm saying? I mean, but I made up my mind. All those years ago, you remember when the whole world was against me? Because I tried to tell people the truth, and the media twisted that over and said I had four jets. I've had four jets, but not at one time. And I gave two of them away, but they knew all. They wouldn't say any of that. And they wanted to hurt me and do everything they could. But, you know, I refused. I just stayed abounding in the work of the Lord. And, you know, I'm going to make this announcement, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, they're going to make somebody mad. And with that jet that they were so mad at me about, I have it today. I'm flying it all over the world, anywhere in the world, one stop. Mm. You know what? Doing the work of the Lord.
Right.
But if Jesse gets a day off, Jesse come home. You know, I just go home, praise the Lord. And it's such a blast. Now, I want to defy this stupid statement by the church that says you got to sin every day. You see, your problem is you're not abounding. Hmm. See, so you're giving time for Satan to tip you to a point that you fall. I don't have time for his temptations. I don't have time to be dealing with him at all. You just quote the word to him. Learn that. Go to the book of Luke chapter 4 and you'll find out every time Satan tempted Jesus, he would quote the word, it is written, it is written. Then he said, it is said. He went from logos to rhema. Got time for that. That doesn't mean he wasn't hungry. That doesn't mean that tough times are going on. But tough times don't last. Tough people do. Why? Steadfast, immovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. For you know that your labor is not in vain in God. I feel led the Lord to say this. Some of you have wondered, you know, I hadn't done much for God. See, now the devil has convinced you that your labor has been in vain, and that's simply not true. Hmm. One soul, one, is worth more than the whole planet. Now, Kathy, how much is the planet Earth is worth in raw resources?
Mm-hmm.
My God. I mean, it's figures beyond human reasoning.
Yeah.
So you are success.
You're very valuable to God.
Yes, you are. You're a success going somewhere to succeed. In every area. So let people, they can say what they want. It doesn't make any difference to me. I've made up my mind. People tell us all the time, when they come to Covenant Church, we feel so free here. Well, you are free. Why? Jesus is a freedom fighter. You want to hear something real good? Go back this week to the Faith to Facts, and we were talking about that, see?
You, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just a couple of days ago. It will bless you and minister to you. When people come to our church, we have no color. None. No, we didn't think about color, nationality, any of that junk. We just thank God that people come, and we minister. We love everybody. We just do it. You know what I'm saying? We are abounding in the work of the Lord. We have some of the greatest people that volunteer, that will do anything, even before we get a chance to ask them.
Faithful.
Just faithful.
Steadfast.
You know, and they're free. Mm-hmm. You know, and they say, "But Jesse, I feel led the Lord to go do this. Oh, God, with it." And we let, watch this, the greatest freedom is with God. We let God move the way he want to move. Yeah, Kathy has a sermon prepared. I have a sermon prepared. Whoever's preaching, you know, has a sermon. But if God wants to show up and show out and just take the whole service, knock everybody down and praise God, that's fine with us. It doesn't make any difference, Amen. See, because we come to worship him. Mm-hmm. We don't come out of obligation, you know, because, you know, that's the way your mama say you got to go to church. We'll go to church because we enjoy church. We like to give. We don't give out of obligation. We give because we enjoy it. It's a gift that God gave us. Give, and it shall be given to you. Mm-hmm. We love tithing. You know why? It rebukes the devourer for our sake. Mm-hmm. Do I sound like a free man? Who? Yeah. Well, did you stop your tithing when COVID hit? No. We gave more. We gave more and received more during the COVID time. It was the most amazing thing you ever seen in your life. You know what I'm saying? We were willing to stand up against the government if needed be. But we stated our case and we won our case because we know how to talk. We've been taught by the word of the Lord. Look at my tongue. See it? It's the tongue of the learned of the gospel. The gospel. Man, I mean, my God, just quote this. I mean, and this will work, not some of the time, all the time, if you believe it like Jesus believed it and like the Father God said it.
Amen.
Say something, Mama. I'm preaching
to you. Well, I found another translation of that verse.
Go ahead,
this is the Passion Translation. I'll read in verse, this is again, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'm going to read 57 and 58.
Okay.
Because you read more than that, but this is the one I want to get to. It says, "But we thank God for giving us the victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. So now, beloved ones, stand firm and secure. Live your lives with an unshakable confidence."
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I knew you would love
unshakable
that.
Unshakable
confidence.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Good.
And then it says, "We know that we prosper and excel in every season by serving the Lord, because we are assured that our union with the Lord makes our labor productive with fruit that endures."
That is
great?
Powerful. That,
I
and I like
passion.
The name of that translation, Passion.
The Passion Translation.
I enjoy
We're
that.
Passionate
see?
About Jesus
oh,
and his word.
You don't see a sad, sick, disgusted, busted, discouraged, despondent. Uh-uh. We ain't got time for that. That doesn't mean the devil don't fight us. He comes at us, boy. So what? You know, a lot of times he's running toward us and we just stop all of a sudden. He just runs right slap into the wall. We just, you know, kind of like football. We just kind of, you know, give a quick bam. He can't do it. We made up our minds. What about finances? You know what? We tell people to be partners to our ministry. We ask them, please, if you'll help us, we can reach more people, change more lives one soul at a time. We don't demand it. We just believe it. But we would never ask you to give something without me and Kathy give something. I mean, it's just the way it is. You know, I don't do nothing. I wouldn't ask you to do something that I wouldn't do. And partnership is so vitally important.
Mm-hmm.
Why? It keeps, you send me out, I get more people free.
Amen.
More steadfast. Sometimes, you know, I ain't going to lie. Sometimes I don't want to go. I just want to stay home and things of that nature. But I rebuke that too. I have to abound in the work of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd like to be a partner, I'd love you to be one. I tell you, 100% of what you give goes into world evangelism. My God, isn't that a blessing of the Lord? We're totally debt-free. We owe nobody nothing. There's so many people say things about my wealth. You know, if I was as rich as some people say, son, I'd say, move over, Elon Musk. You know, there's multi. I mean, and I just smile. I say, I agree with that. I believe that, but I'm not broke by no means in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, they got people saying that even Kathy tries to catch me to say something wrong. No, what happens is we speak this word of God. I feel led of the Lord to say this. Let me tell you something about God and money. God don't care if an ungodly man has money. God don't care if a godly man has money. What God cares about is how did you make that money? And what you do with that money. That's right. What it is.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? One time I was reading a scripture, and Kathy, she suggested I wasn't talking about godly men, talking about ungodly. I already knew that. I let you see it. But some person, I don't know who he is, got a bunch of views and clicks. Good. Okay, that's fine. That don't bother me. You just get the gospel out more. I knew that. See, I don't care if someone is ungodly and rich, and neither do you. Don't get so churchy on me. Because if you got a heathen that'll come up to a church and say, I want to give this church, because they believe in philanthropy, I want to give this church $100 million, you're going to take it. Hmm. You call that ungodly money? No, you will take it. Say, well, the Lord helped us and blessed us. So God don't care if you're ungodly. I'm going to get a bunch of hassle on this, but I'm doing this on purpose so people can hear me. He don't care if you're ungodly or godly. What he wants to know is, how did you make that money and what you do with it? Why? Because money, in a sense, is freedom, that you're able to be a blessing to someone.
Yeah.
Get them out of debt.
You know, I like that. I like what you're saying. I agree totally with it. And, you know, some people may be watching and think, well, how does that connect with what we just read in chapter 15? Well, if you continue on, you know, the Bible never began with, it was written in the form of a letter.
Right.
Paul wrote this in a letter to the church at Corinth, and it continued on. So the next chapter, verse 1, transitions. Really, the chapter markings weren't there when this was written originally. And he talked about your labors not in vain in the Lord. Then he goes to the very next sentence, says, now concerning the collection that I want you to take for God's holy believers in Jerusalem who are in need. Now, that's the Passion Translation.
Right.
It says, I want you to follow the same instructions I gave the churches of Galatia. Every Sunday, each of you make a generous offering by taking a portion of whatever God has blessed you with and place it in safekeeping. Then I won't have to make a special appeal when I come. So he was talking about money in that very next verse.
Yeah.
So people are cautious or critical if you shift over into the finances. But it was connected here by Paul. And so if you know God, you're going to want to be generous. You're going to want to be a help.
Yeah.
And God gives us a promise that when we do give, he promises that he'll give back unto us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Those are the words of Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, people that are not born again has given to my ministry. Why? God touched their heart. That's amazing to me. I mean, I'm saying, you see, it's not just Christian people. Now, if a person is ungodly, wouldn't their money be ungodly? No. No, you can be ungodly and make money become godly if you just do what the Lord says to do. Think about that. So I don't want you to just focus on the money, but I wish it was all free, my God. I wish it was, but it's not.
You know, debt is bondage.
Yes, it's bondage.
A lot of people need to be free from debt. In fact, we write people, I got a testimony here if you want me to read this one. This one is from Patricia. She says, hi there, Kathy and Jesse from Queensland, Australia. I'm watching your video. You cannot outrun the blessing. I think that was run in June just recently. Thank you for this message. I do say practically every day and night in my thanks to our Father God that I am blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in and blessed going out. I thank our Father God that I can be a blessing to others. Also, it says, I thank God that every one of our bills are paid in full and that we're all debt-free. We agree with you and believe
what
that
a blessing
kind
of
manifestation.
The Lord. See, that's freedom.
Don't be weary in well-doing.
That's why we're talking about this on our birthday of America.
Mm-hmm.
They had to be steadfast, immovable, and abounding.
Mm-hmm.
There was no other choice because England would have killed them all. See what I'm saying? But why, God, what happened was they were set free.
Amen.
And we've been free for what now? I don't know how many years, 200 and something years. But remember when we wrote that Declaration of Independence, and that was Thomas Jefferson that did that. They had to fight a war.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. But that's all right. Fight you want, Satan, a fight you're going to get. You know, I don't know much about social media. You know more about it than I do. But so many people, because I have a lot of followers, they want to criticize me or twist the video so they can get some of my, so they can kind of get their, I guess their numbers up or something like that. My God, you don't even have enough talent to do your own thing. You got to feed off someone else. But that's all right, you know, my God. You understand? People ask me all the time, who do you copy? I don't copy nobody. You ever met a preacher like me? You ever seen a preacher like me? I copy the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm going to do what he says.
We imitate him.
I imitate. That's Ephesians 5, verse 1. Mm-hmm. Be ye therefore imitators of God. Now, when I say that, people say, who do you think he is? He just bragging. He didn't. No, I'm just doing what the scripture says. I believe in the hundredfold. Why? Because it's in red in Mark 4 and Mark 10. Do what you want with it. You see what I'm saying? You know, and it's just amazing to me. It's frustrating, I'm not going to lie, but I just keep abounding in the work of the Lord. People getting saved every day, healed every day,
Amen.
Blessed every day.
Amen.
Our slogan here at Jesse Plants Ministries is reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time.
I got to read one more testimony before we close today. This is from Angie, and it's translated from Spanish. It says, you both have changed my life. Thank you for translating the programs into Spanish. The Boardroom Chats and Glorious Living are blessing programs. I think you cannot imagine the spiritual reach that you have towards the world. Isn't that beautiful? That's what we're called to do, reach people,
change
lives.
I'll take the persecution. The Apostle Paul,
look,
we're still reading his writings. And God took his writings and made it holy canon.
And they persecuted him enough that they cut his head off. Nero did that at the end of his life.
And you know, there are a lot of martyrs in our time. There were people that have been killed for just being a Christian.
That's true.
I mean, just, and you know, the world
goes,
well.
It's going on today.
Well.
So we have to stand firm.
Yes, indeed.
You know, we have to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abound in the work of the Lord and doing what God's called us to do. Otherwise, you're going to lose your freedom. You have to stand up for your freedom or you will lose it.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, freedom has to be fought every day, even though you've won.
Amen.
Because Satan's always trying to take something away from you, and God Almighty's always trying to give something to you. So let me say this before we close. Many of you, I want to thank all my partners for being so courteous and kind. You have supported this ministry in 48 years of ministry. We've never had a financial deficit. That's a miracle of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when I ran out of gas and didn't have nothing, God would send me someone I didn't even know. I believe it was angels at times, because the Bible said you entertain angels unaware. And they would give me money on the road at 2:30 in the morning at night. And my God, it was just amazing. Every time I got home, We would do it. But Kathy was willing to work. I was willing to work. It just, whatever it took. Even my daughter Jody say, I'm about ready to leave the house. Go get them saved, Dad. I said, okay. That's 4 years old. No, not 5 years old. 6 years old. I mean, it was just amazing how she would say that. She understood it.
Right.
It's a blessing. So remember this. Just rejoice in your freedom.
Yes.
Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. That's St. John 8, verse 36, and you will be blessed. And I mean that sincerely.
Let me
go back to this announcement. Visionary Conference is almost here.
We want to see you here.
Oh, we'd love to see you come. I don't have no money. God got some. Pray and ask God to give you some money to go to the conference. Why not? And just believe God.
Yeah, but there's cost to come to the conference. You're talking about cost to travel.
Yeah, to get here. No, it don't cost nothing to come to be here. Once you're here, we ain't going to charge you nothing. You see? Just believe God and watch God do it. Let me give you it's right here at Jesse the Prince International Headquarters, Destrehan, Louisiana. That's a suburb of New Orleans. We're going to start Thursday night, July the 11th at 7 p.m. Friday, July the 12th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. right here at Jesse the Plains International Headquarters, Destrehan, 6 miles from New Orleans Armstrong International Airport. Now, here's the good part. Registration and admission are free. Did you hear me? Free. 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 Praise God. We'll also be live streaming all three services. And that's good. And people love that. And they're going to watch it. And I know they are. Oh, but we believe in God you to get here. It's jam-packed. It is, but it's fun, and it's such a blessing. Live streaming all three services. If you want to know more information, go to jdm.org. And partners, thank you. And if you're not a partner, pray about becoming one. Mm-hmm. How do I give to this ministry? I'm going to just say this. I felt like the Lord just quickened me. Give me $1,000, I'll get 1,000 people saved. That's a fact, son. Do you know, and you ain't going to believe this, but it's true, from January 2020, to the end of May 2024, over 70 million people have contacted us. You don't think we're doing this work? You don't think we're abounding? We know our labor's not in vain in God. Would you be a partner today? Go to jdm.org. You can hit the donate button, anything, nothing too small, nothing too big. You can use PayPal if you want. You can text to give, a one-time donation or a recurring one. If you want to, you can go to JDM Apps and select the giving you want, or you can do like I do, mail in an old-fashioned donation, and you will be blessed by a check or something like that. Thank you. Happy birthday, America. And I tell you, I'm so glad that God set us free.
Amen.
And gave us a free nation. But more than that, he gave us freedom to walk boldly to the throne of God.
Amen.
With our petitions and supplications with thanksgiving.
Right.
Until next time, Jesse and Kathy saying we love you. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.